I presume that there must have been somebody to read these words out to the mostly unlettered citizens. And I think they would probably have been received with pleasure and considerable relief, for Ashoka had not always been so concerned for their welfare. He'd started out not as a gentle, generous philosopher, but as a ruthless and brutal youth, following the military footsteps of his grandfather. His name was Chandragupta, and he'd risen to the throne following a military campaign that created a huge empire, reaching from Kandahar in modern Afghanistan in the west to Bangladesh in the east, and including the great majority of modern India. It was the largest empire in Indian history. In 268 BC, Ashoka took his place on the throne, but not without considerable struggle. Buddhist writings tell us that he killed 99 of his brothers, presumably metaphorical as well as actual brothers, in order to obtain the kingship, and the same writings create a legend of Ashoka's pre-Buddhist days, filled with self-indulgent frivolity and cruelty. When he became emperor, he set out to complete the occupation of the whole subcontinent and attacked the independent state of Kalinga, modern-day Orissa, on the east coast. It was a savage, brutal assault, and one which seems afterwards to have thrown Ashoka into a state of terrible remorse. He changed his whole way of life, embracing the defining concept of Dharma, a virtuous path that guides the follower through a life of selflessness and piety, duty, good conduct, and decency. Dharma is applied in many religions, including Sikhism, Jainism, and of course Hinduism, but Ashoka's idea of Dharma was filtered through the Buddhist faith. He described his remorse and announced his conversion to his people through a rock edict.